Okay, we're ready to get started. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for coming out here this afternoon. We appreciate all of your support. My name is Christine Labertu. I work with the Burleson County Sheriff's Office. I'm the Public Information Officer. With me today, I have Sheriff Dale Stroud. He is our sheriff. I have District Attorney Julie Rankin, and I have Senior Corporal Jimmy Morgan. He's with the Department of Public Safety. They've been assisting us in this investigation. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Sheriff Stroud.
Well, today, December 19th, at approximately 5:50 a.m., while sheriff's deputies were conducting a search warrant at a residence in the southern end of the county, the team of officers upon entry took gunfire and an officer was injured. Deputy Sergeant Investigator Adam Soders was subsequently mortally wounded in that exchange. Sad to say that he passed away due to those injuries he received. Now, we enter into grief with the family, his family in Somerville, who, by the way, is also our extended family. And law enforcement throughout the Brazos Valley and the state of Texas, and in particularly Burleson County, we share their grief. Adam was well-respected, extremely well-liked, and he's going to leave a big hole in what we do here. And there will be a continuing investigation as we go, and there's little that we can divulge at this time except tell you. Adam was 31 years old, had been with the Sheriff's Department since 2006, and had recently been promoted to the rank of sergeant as an investigator. Adam was extremely well-liked, as I've said, well-respected, and it's going to be a great loss to this community and certainly to law enforcement here. And there's not a lot of detail I can give you at this time. We, the Texas Rangers, are leading the conducting an investigation into the circumstances surrounding this event, and as more details are available and we can release them, they'll be released through Ms. Labertu. So, if I can, I'm not going to be able to answer a lot of questions this time, so I hope you understand this very early into this, and there's a lot of work to be done yet, and there's a lot of people out there still working.
Sheriff, what can you tell us about the nature of the search warrant that was being executed and the suspects? Do we have any detail on who the suspects are and what they were being investigated for?
I can't divulge a lot of that right now until the investigation is more complete or has enough detail that we can share that.
Sheriff, has any sort of fund been set up to provide for his family?
There have been numerous contacts made with agencies and organizations that normally enter into this kind of help, and those contacts have been made. I also want to thank law enforcement agencies across the Brazos Valley. We've had an outpouring of offers for help, and right now, our office is full of DPS troopers, deputies from surrounding counties, Waller County, Washington County, Brazos County, that are here to help us in every way possible. So the law enforcement community has been wonderful in their response to us.
Sheriff, can anyone else
injure? No, ma'am. No one else was injured at this time.
Can you tell us how many were executing the search warrant?
There were a number of deputies. We had approximately 8 deputies involved in the search warrant.
And can you tell us just how many people are in custody right now? How many suspects? Or is it just one or more than that?
At this point in time, I think there's only one in custody.
Is that typical to have 8 people serve a warrant, or was there an expectation there?
It depends upon the circumstances. The kind of search warrant you're executing, the facilities you're executing that into. So there's many things that determine. We recently executed search warrants in another part of the county, and we had tactical teams from Washington County, Brenham PD, Bryan, and ours, as well as Waller County, along with an armored vehicle. So it depends upon the circumstances how many people you may need to do that. It was a normal search warrant.
Okay.
Sheriff, was it part of a drug task force search warrant or investigation? Can you comment on that at all?
No, sir. There was not a task force involved. The task force seems to have come now where we need help, so we're getting so much help from other agencies that now it looks like a task force, but that's because Burleson County needs a little help right now, making sure these guys are going through some process and being restricted in some cases so that if they have any problems with this, we can make sure that that's dealt with appropriately. And until that happens, we're going to need officers on the street. Brazos County, Washington County, even Water County, Milam County has offered, Lee County. I mean, that's the kind of teamwork you get. So, yes, sir.
Sheriff, can you tell us at all, I know the investigation is underway, but can you say if it might have been an accident at this point or if he took fire directly from the suspect?
I can't. It would be inappropriate for me to comment on that because I don't know, but that will come out in the investigation.
But he was shot.
Who?
The deputy.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. He was.
And does he have family that he would have?
He has family in Somerville.
And a wife?
No, not a wife. He has his mother and at least two brothers.
You mentioned to us he was really well-liked and respected in the department. Anything else you can tell us about him as a law enforcement officer?
Well, it outside of law enforcement, he had been involved with Somerville Fire Department for a very long time. I think I saw a note, too, where he had been an EMT. He was an EMC in Burleson County since 2005, so he was very active in emergency response. Adam was very well known, very well liked, and very active in things. He was the kind of guy that stepped out front. If something was going on, Adam stepped out there and wasn't afraid to, you know, get involved in things. And he was out to make his county a better place to live. Pretty quiet guy, but he had a lot going for him that way.
Does he have any children?
No. Has no children.
I do have a brief biography of Sergeant Soders. I will be emailing all of you. I think I have most of your emails anyway on file. If I don't, if you'd like to see me following this, make sure that I have it. I do have that information as well as a photo of Sergeant Soders that I can send to you, and I will release the information that we released at this conference as well.
Ma'am, as far as charges go, what will your office be looking at?
But currently, it's just too early in the investigation. Obviously, we're looking at possible capital murder charges due to the victim being a law enforcement officer. But again, we're very early in this investigation, and so it's too early to discuss that.
How many shots were fired?
That, again, is under investigation. Sorry, that is still under investigation. I mean, the investigation is going on as we speak. And that's just not information we're aware of at this point.
Did they return fire?
Again, that's part of the investigation.
And from where the road is, from where 278 cuts away off the main road, how far deep is the house where they were serving the warrant? Since we weren't able to go down that road?
Yeah, it's been pretty well restricted. There's not a lot of room to get by there, and it would have been a hindrance, you know, to the investigation itself. It's not a great distance. It's probably a couple of blocks. No, it's in the county. It's in the southern part of the county and not too far from Somerville itself, probably 6 to 7 miles. Yeah.
What type of residence? Is it a house or a trailer?
It's a double-wide mobile home.